Chapter 1.
When the pounding started, Ryan Sorensen glanced from the television to the front door, and then back again, settling deeper into the faded recliner. Rain beat against the roof of the cottage, situated a few blocks from the beach, near the town of Magnolia, North Carolina. The Carolina Hurricanes were up by one goal against Detroit, with 5 minutes left in the second period. He was warm, dry, and as comfortable as his injured leg would allow. Nothing good would come of answering an insistent knock on a stormy night. His jaw tightened as he imagined what his father would think of him, ignoring a person potentially in need of help. Ryan had been taught from a young age that he owed the world something, no matter what the world handed him in return. The lesson had led, in a roundabout sort of way, to a bullet in his leg a month earlier, and a colleague and friend dying in his arms. It had been one hell of a difficult pill to swallow. He figured whoever was outside his door would give up eventually. Minutes later, the door rattled on its hinges as the pounding increased in intensity.
"Hello?" a female voice shouted over the noise from the storm. "I'm not going away. I know you're in there. I can see the light from the TV. Hello? I need help. Please."
Resignation snaked along his spine as he straightened from the worn chair with a grunt. The "please" had been a nice touch. Feigning deafness to the knocking was one thing. Outright ignoring a plea for assistance was more than he could manage, even if he wanted to. He eyed the cane that sat propped against the coffee table, then turned his gaze to the front door. 7 feet max. He could make it that far on his own. By the time his hand grasped the doorknob, pinpricks of pain radiated up from his calf to make his entire left leg burn. Gritting his teeth, he pulled the door open, unsure of what he expected to find on the other side.
"You're a doctor, right?" the woman asked,
and it took Ryan a few seconds to process the question as he looked her over from head to toe. All 5'0" of her, soaking wet with dark chin-length hair tucked under a faded baseball cap, and mossy green eyes that were almost cartoonishly round. Raindrops clung to her cheeks and lashes, giving her an ethereal sort of look, but the spark in her eyes told him she was no shrinking violet. He recognized her as his nearest neighbor, even though they hadn't spoken in the weeks since he arrived to finish his leave of absence in the beach cottage belonging to the hospital chief's family. This was Meredith Ventnor, the woman who operated some sort of wayward animal rescue from the property next door. Ryan hadn't come to this small town to make friends, and there was enough acreage between the houses that he'd had no reason to introduce himself to her. Until now.
"Yeah," he said. "I'm here on vacation."
Not exactly the truth, but close enough that she'd hopefully get the message he wasn't on duty. Jerk move, but Ryan was in no shape to make a difference to anyone at this point. Her green eyes narrowed.
"Sorry to bother you," she said, not sounding sorry at all. "But I need you to come with me. There's an injured man at my house."
Panic threatened to choke Ryan, and he forced himself not to flinch away from her request.
"I understand Magnolia has a hospital and regular doctors."
"The road leading to town is a mess. Pretty sure it's washed out in some places."
She gestured to the deluge coming down past the cover of his front porch.
"Plus, Joey might need stitches. I don't want to wait."
Stitches. Okay, then. Ryan could probably handle stitches without losing his composure.
"What happened to him?"
She threw up her hands like he'd just asked the dumbest question in the world.
"Does it matter? He's hurt."